If you frequented the pleasure gardens of Ireland in the 1750s and 60s, and which of us hasn't, you'd likely be familiar with the voice of Rachel Baptiste, a black Irish soprano who regularly performed pop arias by Handel, Purcell and others for the merry crowds. All the same, reports of her concerts are sparse, even if one newspaper notice calls her Ireland's black siren. But this year, the Irish Baroque Orchestra and its director, Peter Whelan, who've made a specialty of excavating music played in Ireland in the period, are recreating a Rachel Baptiste performance, first on CD and later this month as part of this summer's Dublin Handel Fest. Standing in for Rachel Baptiste for the project is Glasgow-born soprano Rachel Redmond, who spoke to Culturefile's Niamh Daly about Rachel Baptiste and about her own journey into music.
I grew up listening to a lot of music. Both my parents would play music all the time. We had a huge record collection. I guess it wasn't like unusual for me to hear music, but I didn't realise that that was a job that people could do. Rachel Redmond. I'm a soprano and I'm based just outside of Paris, but I grew up in Glasgow with Irish and Tanzanian parents. I think I've been singing as long as I and my parents could remember. Apparently I just used to go around the supermarket singing and pushing the trolley, and when I was 7 years old I auditioned for the Royal Scottish National Orchestra Junior Chorus. They came round the schools in the area looking for children to sing in their children's choir to do things like the St. Matthew Passion and all the things that need young voices. And that was when I started. On my 8th birthday, I started rehearsing with them. And then I think I saw in a programme of one of the concerts that we were singing at with that orchestra that there was a music school that you could go to, and I thought that sounded like a great idea. And yeah, when I found out that you could actually be a singer for a job, I was like, oh yeah, definitely want to do that. My dad wasn't really impressed because he wanted me to come and work with him as an accountant, but somehow that didn't happen. I'd been in the junior chorus for quite a long time before we did the St. Matthew Passion, and a new musical director had taken over, Christopher Bell, and he was very, very inspiring. He had like this excitement for the music, which we picked up on and which just made everything so much more important. He didn't treat us like kids really, and he was quite tough with us sometimes, and if he wanted like a specific consonant to be all together, you know, we might go over that for 20 minutes and some people would be like, oh my goodness. And sometimes he would go down the rows, and now this was the worst. He would go down the rows and make people sing by themselves. And then sometimes people would get so nervous at that they would mess everything up. And then it was like so embarrassing. But he usually got the results in the end somehow, and everyone was just so eager to do everything perfectly, and it was like such a team effort that, yeah, he gave a lot of inspiration to all of the young singers. And shortly after he took over, we did a performance of Bach's St. Matthew Passion. And I remember hearing the soprano aria with the flute obbligato, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And after that, I was sort of obsessed with with singing, and I wanted to hear more of that sort of thing, and I went to concerts all the time. I was listening to so much music, watching so much live music, and yeah, it was sort of a turning point in my young life.
Oh,
Well, I've sung tons of Handel and Bach and Mozart, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of strange because, like, every piece you look at, they can be really, really different, even within, like, the same composer. Some things feel like, oh, this is, like, perfect for me. Like, I just did some Aces and Galateas, and it just feels like the most natural and the most easy role to sing, but then sometimes I sing other Handel, and I'm like, whoo, that was tough. Rachel Baptiste was a black singer who was performing in Ireland around the 1750s. There's not that much written about her personal life. Like, there's a bit written about who she married. She wore a yellow dress, apparently, to all her concerts. She was pretty famous at the time, and as you can imagine, I mean, even now there aren't a huge, huge amount of black opera and classical singers, and at the time, I expect it was just completely shocking for the audiences to see that. So she was singing sort of a lot of the same repertoire as I sing now. And it's really interesting to sort of think back to what her experience would have been like at that time. And a lot of the music, I suppose, was like new music at the time. So it's not even like, for me, the pieces that now are like the really famous ones and you're like, oh, well. That's an amazing piece. You know, maybe at the time they weren't even the ones that were the most popular. Maybe it's the ones that have kind of been completely lost that were the most popular and everyone absolutely loved. It's funny to think that we can't really tell, like, 100% what people even really liked back then.
Rachel Redman there, and the reporter was Niamh Daly. And Rachel Baptiste, Ireland's Black Siren, is on Friday, July 19th in the Hibernia Conference Hall at Dublin Castle. Full details from dublinhandelfest.com.